The University of Arkansas campus is abuzz today as students begin the fall semester. Joining them is Raymond Walter. He graduated from Mountain Home High School at the age of 14. This past May, he graduated from the University of Arkansas with a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Physics, and Economics. He was 18, the same age as most of those incoming freshmen. And today, he enters two PhD programs. I recently spoke with Raymond inside the Carver Center for Public Radio. He did so in an electric wheelchair. See, Raymond has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a genetic condition that affects 1 in 3,600 boys. The condition results in muscle degeneration. As such, his father, Hal Walter, must accompany him on campus, even living in student housing to care for Raymond. The two joined me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. I began asking Raymond how his disease affects his studies.
It does add an element of urgency and a desire to reduce redundancy in whatever I do. So, for instance, in various areas of study, including mathematics, but especially in areas applying mathematics like economics or physics, you'll often take courses at a lower level of mathematical sophistication just to gain familiarity with concepts. And then you'll take a later course where you'll study the same things but at a higher level of mathematical sophistication. In my case, I was sufficiently advanced in mathematics that I could move to the courses requiring more sophistication without taking the lower level courses. So it reduced redundancy. Part of that was in the interest of getting things done faster.
Where did your interest in math and physics, where did that come from?
Well, mathematics was always an interest of mine. I presented a lot of ability in mathematics early on, and my father was a math major in college, so he could at least recognize that I had a strong interest and ability, so he encouraged it, or he facilitated it. He didn't push me to do it, but he saw what I wanted to do and encouraged me. In the case of physics, that was an interest that developed later, in part because I saw it as a potential application of mathematics, but also it was something I didn't know much about when I was younger, and it had a certain mysterious quality to it. I wanted to pursue it for that reason as well.
Well, and we are joined with your father, Hal. He's also here. So, Hal, how did you notice this gift that Raymond had for mathematics? What was it that you saw?
Well, I guess we spent a lot of time when Raymond was younger, maybe 6 or 7 years old, just talking every morning. And he knew I was a math major, so he would ask me questions, and I would try to help him with his homework. So some of it was, I could see he had the aptitude for math, but he really wasn't being given the opportunity to develop. So I turned Raymond on to algebra at about age 7, I guess.
Maybe pre-algebra then and algebra slightly.
Yeah, I guess. I just let him run with it. And, you know, I helped him along if he needed it. And, of course, it was a slow process. But I guess just allowing him to pursue it drove his interest in it. And I think that played a big part.
Well, so this past May, you graduated with 3 degrees.
Actually, it's 1 degree, a Bachelor of Science.
Okay.
In mathematics, physics, and economics.
Well, so Hal, you, when Raymond was 14, moved with him 6 hours from your farm.
Well, 6 hours round trip.
Okay, round trip. All right. Yeah. So 3 hours.
Yeah, it was an interesting adjustment being, I guess at the time, I must have been 46 or 47, moving into a freshman dorm with Raymond. And that was quite an adjustment, 5 days a week living in a dormitory. And there really is no alternative to it. What I do for him would take two, maybe three individuals to do. So it just made sense for me to come along with him. And, you know, fortunately, Ray had some advocates at the university, namely Dave Gerhart and Danny Pugh, that certainly streamlined, you know, the availability of the resources to do it. You know, it is an odd thing to have a 50-year-old man living in a dormitory, and you get a lot of looks. And but everyone pretty much minds their own business, and so after a week or two, everyone's used to me.
Well, so what do you do while Raymond's in class? Are you going along with him while he's studying? What is a typical day like for you?
Well, typical day is little sleep, and he keeps different hours than me. So, you know, I have to do all his personal care, and then make sure, you know, he's well fed, and get him to class. I have to make sure he has all his study materials with him. And once he's in class, I find a perch and sit and read. Maybe make phone calls I need to for my farm business. But basically, it's a waiting game. And when he's done, we make our move to the next point on the schedule until the end of the day. And we do it all over the next day. So.
Well, we do participate in the History of Science reading group at the university. So that is one thing we do, I don't know if recreational is the right word.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. In. Yeah. It's interesting to do that. I keep busy. It is boring, though. I mean, it's very boring sitting around.
Yeah. Well, Raymond, he mentioned that he's kind of the old guy on campus, no offense. But you're kind of the young guy on campus. I mean, now that...
Only until this year was I actually older than many of the freshmen.
Right.
Campus.
So how did your peers react to having you know, this 15-year-old kid?
Well, last spring, when that article, one of the articles came out... And it said 18-year-old Raymond Walter. I had several people from that class say to me, "I didn't realize you were that young." So in many cases, people didn't realize how young I was, and which is a reasonable assumption for most people, though, you know, they did often think I looked a bit young. And there are plenty of people that did know about it, so it would often be fun to tell the story, and you get some strong reaction from a person. You know, a lot of jaws would drop. But really, I fit in fine, really. As far as I'm concerned, the age is largely not an issue.
Well, so what was a typical day like for you during your undergraduate career?
I would wake up, check my email, and start working. You know, I'd have classes, so... We'd often have to get to class. Sometimes it seemed like there were too many of them that were early in the morning. But I'd spent the majority of my time studying either. My dad would give me estimates as high as, 80 hours?
80 hours a week, easy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And not to the point where he was overloaded. Add it up for yourself. If you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and you go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, take the meals out of there. I mean, you're looking at 12 hours a day, and he would do that 7 days a week. And it wasn't that he was overworking himself. I think it was just he had the interest, and I mean, it showed. He graduated with over 170 credits, I think.
Yeah, 173, I think.
So, but really, in the end, I don't think it was difficult. I mean, physically, some of the distractions of college life were unavailable to him. And again, you know, you asked the question about his fellow students. He, for the most part, is 10 years younger than the students in the classes he's in, and even at the same grade level, he's always been 3 or 4 years younger. So there isn't that much of an opportunity for the classic socializing that you would do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, that really, I guess that fit his style, you know, his consumption of knowledge. So.
Well, as we enter the fall 2013 semester, you're returning to the University of Arkansas to get your PhD. You're a graduate fellow this year. Right?
Well, PhDs, mathematics and physics, and I am on fellowships. There's the university's Distinguished Doctoral Fellowship, which I actually I'm considered a Distinguished Doctoral Fellow by both the mathematics and physics departments, although it's just one fellowship. I'm also a National Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellow.
And so Hal, will you be returning to the University of Arkansas campus again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there already, and I'll be doing the same things I've been doing. Hopefully not quite as hectic.
Why live in an on-campus facility as opposed to renting a house or an apartment?
Very accessible.
I mean, it would be preferable to me. You know, it's a little difficult cooking for somebody who has a special diet in a microwave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just the ease of moving around campus helps. And, you know, just the facility itself within the room makes it much more friendly for Raymond. You know, I personally, I'd rather be on a farm, but rather than being around a bunch of 19-year-olds. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, it's just a matter of convenience.
How does your wife and your mother and your siblings and other children, how do they cope without you guys throughout the week?
Well, my older brother was already in college, he hasn't been much at home. I guess it was just the first year my sister still lived at home. So she helped my mother with whatever farm chores that my mom would do when she got home from work. She's a nurse anesthetist. But now that my sister is a junior at University of Central Arkansas. So my mother's really in charge of running the farm during the days of the week that we're in Fayetteville. So,
In addition to working about 45 hours a week. It sounds as if I have it maybe the more difficult task, and in some respects it is. But my wife works just as many hours as I do. And, you know, it's a lot to be. She's in charge of basically 500 acres by herself when I'm not there.
The Walter family is very hardworking.
Yeah, we always have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so 2 PhDs. How long, what is the completion? 3 years?
My dad would like me to finish in 3 years.
2 would be nice.
I think 4 is more likely.
Okay, and after the 4 years?
There's some unknowns involved in answering that question. The way I think it may go, I'm likely to be a postdoctoral researcher for a few years. Likely to be here, but there are ways I could work that way from a distance, perhaps not traveling to another place. After that, though, it's not my intention to remain a postdoc, and I don't expect to become a professor, and that has to do more with the physical difficulty of teaching. Especially as my disease progresses, that will get more difficult.
What is it that drives you?
About best answers that I just have a lot of fun learning. I often put it in terms of learning for the sake of learning. That's how my father and I would often put it. I enjoy learning for its own sake, and it's what I want to pursue.
All right. Well, as you begin your graduate studies, your doctoral studies, best of luck to you, Raymond. And to you as well, Hal.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, I'll have fun. I hope he does too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.